AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley.
We're going to win, win, win. We're going to win with them.
The Republican presidential candidates have been asked by the party to tone it down some. The candidates meet tonight for another debate, which party chairman Reince Priebus says he hopes will be a little more G-rated than past GOP debates, which have featured insults, name-calling, and sexual innuendo. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders got into it last night in the Democratic debate on the Spanish-language TV network Univision, sparring over immigration, big money, and inequality. Then they turned their fire on the Republicans and front-runner Donald Trump.
The American people are never going to elect a president who insults Mexicans, who insults Muslims, who insults women, who insults African Americans.
Senator Bernie Sanders, Democratic presidential candidate. Louisiana State Police are plucking stranded motorists out of their flooded cars as heavy rain continues to pound the northern part of that state. The floodwaters are up to the rooftops of some homes. Tiburon resident Jack Skaggs isn't taking any chances.
I went home a little while ago, took a break, and we packed up and got the wife and little one out of the house.
He talked to KSLA-TV. Manhunt underway now in suburban Pittsburgh. Police searching for at least two gunmen who opened fire during a backyard party, killing five people and wounding three others. No motive known yet. Four women and a man were killed during the party in Wilkinsburg. The number of people seeking unemployment fell last week to the lowest level since the month of October, according to the government. Evidence say experts that employers are confident enough in the economy to hold on to their workers. This is AP Radio News. Our neighbors are coming to visit. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau at the White House this hour. Canada is our biggest trading partner. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith says President Obama will likely see Justin Trudeau as a kindred spirit.
The 44-year-old Trudeau swept to power last October on a liberal platform and a vow of change after a decade with conservatives at the helm. The president sees him as a natural ally on issues like climate change, counterterrorism, and the Trans-Pacific trade deal. Obama's even been willing to shrug off Trudeau's decision to remove Canadian warplanes from the anti-Islamic State coalition.
In New York, 48-year-old Tarad Pugh, a U.S. Air Force veteran, has been convicted of terrorism charges for trying to join the Islamic State group and die a martyr. This is the first verdict from more than 70 cases the government has brought against Americans accused of trying to support the Islamic State group. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.